guys just got here to Dallas. We're here to speak at the Elevate convention, at the NAREP convention right now. So we're hungry. We left California pretty early, and so we're gonna go find a place to eat. Now, you know, it's funny that we're doing this right now. I wanted to show you guys how I look for places to eat. So I go to Yelp, right? And I type in organic restaurant. And why organic? Because, because you want the best, right? And then I filter it by rating, and I filter it by price. And I filter it by price, and I'm telling you exactly what I do. You know how they have like the $1 sign, the $2 sign, the $3 sign, the $4 sign? I take away the one and the two, and I only pick the three and the four. Why? I'll explain to you. Here's a nice little lesson. I deserve and want the best. I don't ever want my subconscious mind to allow for anything that is less than the best because of price. And that's why I eliminate the first and the second dollar sign. And I also do it because I know most human beings only pick the first and the second dollar sign because they're so budget and price conscious. And as long as you're budget and price conscious in one thing, you'll be that way in everything. And believe it or not, that ends up showing up in the business decisions you make. It ends up showing up in a lot of the things you do. And it actually keeps you from fulfilling your true potential as a business person, I think. So anyhow, let's go see what we find.
Raw stuff, but.
No, all right, so that's out of the picture. This place has a pretty high rating. Let's go check it out. And some of you might be watching this video and you might say, okay, well, great, but I'm not in that space right now. I can't eliminate the $1 and $2 option. Then maybe that's a goal for you, right? Maybe that becomes something that you wanna work towards, that you want to be able to eliminate the lower price options and you wanna be able to afford the higher price things. You know, these are little mental games that you can play with yourself that kind of push you over the top, push you to do the uncomfortable things that you don't want to do, push you to work a little bit harder, push you to think a little bit bigger. Because at the end of the day, guys, here's the best thing about life is that there's nobody stopping you from achieving anything. And if that's true, then why not achieve the best that there is? Why not experience the best that there is, right? So just think about that. You know, recently in a live session, somebody asked me, they asked, what's the number one lead generation mechanism that I should master if I'm just starting business? And the answer, unfortunately, many times is one that most people don't want to hear, because it's deeply rooted in our subconscious beliefs as human beings about the fear of rejection and the fear of confrontation. Those are two things that we avoid more than anything. If you want to be anything in business, you got to deal with those two fears head on as soon as possible in your career. And there's no way better to do that than to go out and door knock, to go out and pick up the phone, get smacked around, get your teeth kicked in a couple times. But what will happen along the way is you will earn the right to be liberated of those fears, which will lead you to multiple, multiple successes in the future. It's a nice little area, huh? This is my camera guy.
Is it D-Rock?
Yeah. We'll be speaking tomorrow. I know a lot of you have reached out saying you're coming to Dallas to check it out.
Tina and Rich Hernandez. We ran into Danny, and as you guys know, Danny's going to be speaking at our Relentless. We're excited to have him, but I was sharing with him that I had my, you know, Oprah moment. So I said, let me pick up the books. It was an amazing read. I think that whatever works, and it's a good read, it's a good foundation. I think
I wrote it as a foundation for someone who is ready to, like, explode their business, explode their life.
It goes back to what she says. Yeah. She goes,
I don't even know if I want to tell you this on camera, just but I will tell you. Yeah. So this has been our week. I literally read the book, then I went back and got the audio. We literally got a building, you know, our office signed, all in 1 week.
You got it done.
Got an office signed. We hired three agents this week.
Three new agents good. This week.
Good morning, guys. 5 a.m. up. Really excited about today. Anytime I have an opportunity to speak in front of people, I get excited because it's, I think, what I was born to do, you know? So I have a deep passion for it. And I think today is exciting because my friend Gary Acosta, the founder of NAREP, has entrusted me with essentially kicking off the entire event. I'm going to be sharing with everybody something that I developed called the Legacy Ladder. And really, it's a challenge. It's a challenge to business people. It's a challenge to help people to think past where they are today and what they want to become. And for me, it's something that I created at Relentless, our event that featured Gary Vaynerchuk this year. And I can't tell you how many people keep telling me that seeing the legacy ladder, right, and seeing the different phases and the different steps that you need to take to not just build a business that pays you, but build a business that is able to eventually sustain itself without your presence. I can't tell you how many people told me that that for them was like a big eye opener. So I'm excited for this crowd today. I'm excited that they get to experience that feeling, and I'm excited about what they're going to learn. Yeah, doing my thing every morning, 5 o'clock, waking up. It's kind of cool because I've always wanted Cruz to just kind of maybe show up at the house. And so we thought we might as well show you guys we're up, doing the daily habit, about to go get a workout in. So let's go.
All right, just got done with having breakfast with my mentor, Gino Blafari. Love that guy. He's the CEO of Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. Happens to be here at the convention. And every chance that I get, I check in, get as much advice as possible. I shut up, I listen, I ask questions, and then I implement the results. I think if you follow me, you know by now how much I feel about the importance of coaching and mentoring. On Facebook, how are you guys? Doing great?
I'm so impressed with everything you do. And all the videos and all the motivation. I just want you to know you motivate me.
I'm good.
And I love everything you have out there. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for doing this for NAREP.
Hey, Facebook, she's a rock star. You're following the right person. Great business leader. Great.
Next question is, am I able to see what the next light is?
There is.
Oh,
I got this one. Yeah.
Gotcha. So you want to go through your first and second button and pull this out the bottom of your shirt?
Yep. Two years or newer in the business?
Sure.
Yeah, something like that.
There you go.
Okay. That was weak. Let's try that again. Okay. All right, here we go. Ready, go. Clap. All right, there you go. All right, there you go. How are you guys doing? I gotta tell you guys. I remember very early on, 7 years ago, starting to utilize social media because I knew what was, by the way, here's another little tip. If you're not taking Facebook and Instagram seriously, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what to tell you. I'm gonna tell you right now, people are looking you up and they're judging you based off of the amount of followers that you have and the content that you post, whether you like it or not. Your competitors are beating you just because they have a couple of extra thousand followers and they take it more seriously. Once you accept second place, that's where you tend to receive the rest of your life.
Once you accept second place, that's what you tend to receive the rest of your life. John F. Kennedy. Some of you guys are in the back five rows. I wouldn't do that if I were you. There's seats up in the front row. Come up, get closer. Once you accept the back row, you'll always get the back row. Does this make sense, people? And I want you to apply this in every area of your life, even in the small things. The groceries that you buy your family. People, it's your freaking family. Don't go to Food for Less to save a dollar. Don't do that crap. They deserve more. That's why you leave. That's why you work so hard. Do you know how many of us are getting sick nowadays? And we don't correlate the fact that we're buying garbage groceries and drinking garbage water and eating garbage food at garbage restaurants. Don't be going to Denny's and McDonald's. That's not food. That's not even second place. That's like 17th place. Stop accepting that in your life. Start accepting the best. You're here in Dallas, you want to change your life? Accept the best. The Ritz-Carlton is right across the street. Guess what? The plate is only $30 as compared to maybe somewhere else it's $15. Spend an extra $15. Ay, pero no lo tengo. That's why you don't have it, because you don't accept it. Listen to me right now. And if anything that I could wish for you guys is that you could walk into a room, you can be a part of a group of people and know, listen to me very carefully, and know that no matter what, that you're providing a great business, something that is giving back to people, something that is changing people's lives, something that is developing leaders, something that is causing people who maybe before couldn't see a brighter future, and you're allowing them to see that. That's what this is about, people. That's the opportunity you have. That's the blessing that you have. And I wish that you take full advantage of it. Thank you. Gracias. Good to meet you, dude. Thank you.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you very much. Dude, how you been, man?
Good to see you, dude.
Sounds good.
I'm sorry.
Manifesting themselves into reality. And so when you get your thoughts in alignment with who it is that you want to become and the business that you want to create, that's when the magic starts to happen.
And I really enjoyed my business partner. Thank you so much.
I'm glad to help. Yeah, thank you.
I really appreciate
thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
And I did make it to the
top 250.
There you go, baby. Thank you, Chick. Great to meet you. Let's stay in contact on social media, okay? Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Hi, how are you? Yeah, let's do it.